by the study for the Center of Policy Research in New York City. In 1964 in our country, about 37% of the populace thought the devil was alive and kicking, but now, by 1974, 48% did. And those figures were released, by the way, before the full impact of the movie called The Exorcist was known. So while belief in the devil has been rising over the past decade, belief in God has declined by a significant fraction. So apparently the stress of the times in which we live, the hollow, empty ceremony of formal religion, the concern over drugs, over crime, the concern over the energy crisis, inflation, what have you, rising prices, the questions of people's concern and their worries have given rise to a strange new interest, a kind of a mystique surrounding Satan the devil, exorcism, demons, goblins, trolls, witches, subjects that were virtually taboo a few years ago. People do believe, increasingly, that the devil is alive and well, and that maybe he is winning the battle between the forces of good and evil. As a matter of fact, we found little hesitation in discussing this subject with people on the street, and only a few years earlier the subject would have been thought of as virtually taboo.
Do you believe it's possible to be possessed by the devil?
No,
not at all. Not at all. You're insane or you're sane? If you're insane, people may think you're possessed by the devil, but it's merely a chemical thing in the brain, as far as I'm concerned.
Do you believe in an actual Satan the devil? I think it's kind of weird what I'm going to tell you, but I think that the devil and God are the same person in a way. If God created evil, I mean, the devil has created evil, therefore, God and the devil are the same person.
Have you had any supernatural experiences?
No, I haven't myself. I would like to, I think, although I'd probably be awfully scared.
Are you at all interested in supernatural things?
I am.
Why?
Because I'd like to know. I like to know about them.
Do you think it's possible to be possessed by the devil?
If your mind will let you, if you're weak enough to believe that there's a devil.
If there were such a being and you could strike a bargain with him for wealth and power, would you do so?
You're damn right.
Sell one soul to the devil? Why? And what does that phrase mean? In just a moment, we're going to take an in-depth look at this entire subject, and I think you and I will both agree that if that had been you that had been asked that question, I doubt very much if you would have laughed. Available in the area of the literature on the subject of exorcism. This book, called The Devil and Mr. Smith, written by Herschel Smith, is not a book that advocates getting into demonism or occultism or toying around with possession and some of the mystic black arts and the rites of voodoo. Rather, it is written to show the very depth of this type of thing into which this author went, and the unbelievable torment in his life and the laboring out of it. It is dedicated, as a matter of fact, in the overleaf to his wife, Ruth, he said, who suffered through the changes in my life, and Denise, our daughter. As a matter of fact, Mr. Herschel Smith wants to help others to be free of the occult, and he founded what he calls Teen Power, a halfway house for occultists and drug addicts. And often on his lecture trip, Mr. Smith takes an exhibit of the black arts, which he calls The Witchmobile. Three of the nine doctrinal statements of the Satanic Church are: Satan represents vital existence, a here and now life instead of spiritual pipe dreams. Satan represents undefiled wisdom instead of hypocritical self-deceit. Satan represents indulgence instead of abstaining. And two of the most powerful verses out of the Satanic Bible are: I dip my forefinger in the water and the blood of your impotent mad redeemer, and right over his thorn-torn brow, the true prince of evil, the king of the slave. I gave my... I was raised in a very legalistic, highly emotional setting in the Midwest. A place where thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that, thou shalt not do anything else either. And if you stand in the church the wrong direction, you're going to splash down and shoot the man in the middle of the lake of fire. And I figured since I stayed so many times the wrong direction, there wasn't any hope for me to get anywhere else. So I just woke to enter something of enjoying life rather than being a miserable Christian. This is the age of Satan. Satan rules the world. I believe that in the next 5 years, far more damage is going to be done by the occult than has been done by drug addiction in the last 10 years. I believe that movies such as Rosemary's Baby and The Occult have played a great part in the effects of what the occult is really going to do. It's waking up to a lot of people, skeptics, to where they say, is there really such a thing as demon possession? And if there really is, then I want to find out. And so they speak, and they get burned as a result. I believe it's also had an effect on the fact that it scares the devil out of a lot of people.
In all the various religions of man, there is one constant, the personality of a being called Satan. In Samaria, he was saved. In Egypt, the warlock called Wu. There is always the dark god, the fallen god. There is always Satan. And there are always those who, in their search for God, seem to find truth. Isaiah and other ancient Hebrew prophets tell that Lucifer held the rank of archangel and was a prince among the angels. He was wisest of all the angels and perfect in beauty. Isaiah referred to him as Son of the Morning. But the prophets claimed there came a time when Lucifer challenged God by saying, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. And so it was pride that caused Lucifer's rebellion and his fall. why do you think people are becoming more interested, more fascinated in the occult and in the supernatural?
Because I think a lot of things can happen in your life that possibly can only be explained by this type of experience. So therefore, people are wanting to accept it and believe it.
Well, they believe, I think, that there's something out there, and they're trying to get in contact with it for various reasons, greed or to see what's out there, whatever.
I think it's a good, it's a relief.
It's as much as somebody dabbling in chemistry, it's just something different they want to try, or like meditation. Those are just the different things, new things, fun. It can be provide entertainment. Those are all very important things.
See, we're living in a time when Americans are basically bored, light, laundering, lost. They're turning to anything which holds a magical answer to their dilemma, and they're turning towards the occult of that. Well, there are some of the reasons why people turn to the occult, why they feel there is something out there and they want to establish contact. One reason is simply boredom. The desire to have some thrilling, some unique personal experience, especially one of the senses of sensory or extrasensory perception. Something that is all yours that you privately know how to enjoy. I'll guarantee you one thing, as the young fellow there said, there's nothing about it, however, that is a release. But in it, there certainly is possession. Some of the ideas in the so-called Satanic Bible by Anton Sandor LaVey, who calls himself the founder of the Satan Church, or the Black Pope, as he's known as by many of his followers. Take a look at this. I think it's kind of interesting that even in the attempt to trade off a little bit on the Christian religion, the author of this book himself, who decries it all and totally perverts, twists, and does the exact opposite of, say, the Sermon on the Mount and things of this nature right out of the Bible, yet he trades on the false concept of organized Christianity's false idea of what the devil looks like, and even tries to affect that appearance himself. Well, of course people are bored, and of course the churches have been accused oftentimes of hollow, empty ceremony, and that accusation in many cases is unfortunately true. But the point is, to all of this, there is a God, and there is also a devil. There is a spirit world, and it can be demonstrated, and there is no way around a psychiatrist or somebody else claiming, no, it's just some strange, extra, you know, physical phenomena that could be explained by magic or something or no. No, it's real. And people who are searching for the kind of a spiritist near Abbey to solve their problems or tell them where the money is hid or to have good fortune in gambling or something are playing with something far more than just mere entertainment. Like a little kid sitting before an open gas jet with a whole box full of matches, they're liable to get an awful lot more than they bargained for. And it's certainly not a release.
Because the Long Beach... The Black House that I participated in was for the hanging up of a gift to be a demon, to be under a demon of destruction, which was Eli. And there were 10 of us, the two of us were going to be selected. And after the two were selected, there would be a human sacrifice, and the goat had direct communication with Satan, and Satan told him that it had to be a 6-month baby boy. And Jan had a baby that was 6 months, and she was willing to sacrifice it to Satan, just to show her son. And because the gift was really, I had a dance ceremony for any of the foster clothes, except for the 10 understudies that we were seated around and watching. And we had tambourines and bells and torches. And the music was something like the gypsies. There was yelling and screaming, the ear noises. And the screaming was not from the people. It was the demon that was in them coming out. And you could actually tell the difference. Their voices and their young. And then we poured this infant oil all over the baby and all over the altar. And they did it. And when finally the flames got to the baby, the baby started burning. sister came and mine was, I know the baby didn't even yell or scream. And I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was just a glorious thing, you know, because I knew that baby was being lifted up to Satan and that it would be in Satan's arms and taken care of. There was no afterthought to that, you know, it was wrong. I didn't feel like we had murdered a child. I flashed back later, though, about reading or learning when I went to Sunday school about someone sacrificing, going to sacrifice their son to God, and then my God was Satan. And it was a good thing. In fact, I think I even wished that I was Dan, that I could have offered, you know, a child, or even myself. And I was so into it, and I really loved Satan.
That interview makes me want to vomit, and it ought to make anybody else want to vomit who sees and hears what does go on inside so-called witchcraft, seances, black art sessions, demon and devil worship, and rites where they deliberately are attempting to be possessed by a demon or by Satan the devil. Now, she said, using the phrase a lot of young people do today in colleges and high schools, that she was really into it. Oh, no, it was quite the other way around, you see. The most precious possession you've got is your mind.